A little-known drug discount program has become a financial lifeline for the country's struggling rural hospitals. Now, it may be scaled back dramatically. It's yet another hurdle for the rural communities already fighting to keep their health care local. To explain, Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sable-Smith takes us to the poorest county in Missouri.
The Pemiscot County Hospital would be broke and closed right now if it weren't for a handful of local pharmacies like this one, owned by David Green in Steele, Missouri, just 8 miles from Arkansas. It's smack in the center of this 2,000-person town, on the corner of Main Street and U.S. Highway 61.
We used to have a blinking red light right there at the four-way stop. And so everybody said, well, go to the blinking red light, and there's the pharmacy and the bank and the Piggly Wiggly and the community center.
Piggly Wiggly, by the way, is a grocery store mostly located in the South. Green's Pharmacy buys some of its drugs from the Pemiscot County Hospital. That's because the hospital participates in a federal drug discount program called 340B that allows it to buy medicines at a steep discount from drug makers, sell it to pharmacies, and pocket the difference. Green says that doesn't really affect his business, but it has a huge impact on the hospital.
My biggest incentive is to help the hospital.
And help the hospital, it has. In 2016, the first full year Pemiscot participated, the program netted the hospital $1.6 million. That revenue played a big role in turning the hospital around after it lost $3 million in 2013 and nearly shuttered. And it's not alone. This discount program has become a critical source of income for rural hospitals across the country. But representatives of the pharmaceutical industry are pushing back on the growth of the program. Lori Riley of the trade group Pharma says when the program was created in 1992, it was meant to help patients afford drugs. But as the program has expanded,
there's not necessarily evidence that that money is getting used to benefit patients.
By Pharma's count, the program has swelled from 50 participating hospitals to about 2,400, and from 34 pharmacies to 43,000. Of course, Riley says, some hospitals like Pemiscot County are open today because of the program, but others might be taking advantage of it.
Your local hospital in Missouri is participating, but so is Cedars-Sinai in California, which is hospital to the stars.
And the Trump administration agrees there's need for a change. Earlier this month, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid finalized a rule that would reduce funding for hospitals in the program by $1.6 billion. It's not as big a change as the pharmaceutical industry wants, but it would have a big impact on hospitals, particularly the rural hospitals that have come to rely on the program. And Ted Slavsky of the organization 340B Health, which represents hospitals that participate, says the change will affect communities' access to health care.
Clinics would close. Some hospitals may have to close their doors altogether. It is a very counterproductive proposal.
The American Hospital Association has filed a lawsuit to stop the rule from going into effect, which would happen January 1st. Even if that lawsuit fails, some rural hospitals would be shielded from the cuts, at least for 1 year. But not all of them, and the Pemiscot County Hospital is not one of the ones shielded. That means it could be losing a critical source of revenue. But pharmacist David Green says keeping the hospital open is vital for the community.
Because when people need emergency services or whatever, it's good to have one locally or close because a lot of people don't have good transportation to get too far.
So while it can, his little pharmacy will do its part to help out. Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.